Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. WeChat is looking set to enter the Chinese search market. Google has announced new tech at its Google I.O. conference, and one in three American online consumers have bought an item after seeing sponsored content. WeChat has launched a new search feature within its app. The new feature, imaginatively named Search, allows users to search through all of WeChat's brand accounts, music pages, articles, and more. However, speculation has been rife since before the announcement that the feature will be extended to include Tencent's Zihu service, which would allow people to search outside the WeChat app. This extended service is now in the beta stage of testing. A spokesperson from the WeChat-focused marketing firm Walk the Chat has said that WeChat currently has more data than Baidu, and if WeChat users start to make search queries inside the app, the combination of social data, payment data, and search data will kill Baidu. Currently, the search market in China is dominated by Baidu, with companies such as Sogou and 360 Search taking the rest of the share whilst Google is banned in the country. However, with this recent announcement from WeChat, which has 930 million users, that could be about to change. Google has unveiled several new technologies at its Google I.O. conference, indicating that its clear focus in the future will be the practical application of AI and machine learning. The search engine's annual developer conference in California did not bring much news in the way of new hardware, but technologies such as the new Google Lens were announced. Google Lens uses AI technology to identify separate objects within a camera frame in real time. This will allow the user to point the device to a flower, for example, and be told exactly what it is. Also unveiled at the conference were updates from Google's VR platform Daydream, such as the introduction of a dedicated headset for the technology, with examples of how it could be used in classroom scenarios. However, the most immediate changes announced concern Google Home, the company's digital assistant. Updates to the system will include the ability to make phone calls, and voice recognition allows different members of the same household to use different accounts. A survey in the US has found that sponsored content had led to purchases from around one in three online consumers. More than 2,000 people were questioned in the survey by Collective Bias, with more than half of respondents saying that they read a blog at least once a week. It was also found that a large majority of users didn't care if content was sponsored as long as it was good quality and useful to them. Collective Bias's president said that these findings show that focusing on providing genuinely useful content rather than overly promotional material will positively impact the bottom line. eBay is successfully appealing to African consumers through its Mall for Africa e-commerce platform. After the launch of an app on the continent in 2016, Mall for Africa now has two websites available in Nigeria and Kenya. Mall for Africa's CEO has said that he was thrilled to expand the relationship with eBay, adding that the company was now looking to offer millions of products to customers who are dedicated to shopping online. Consumers in Africa who use the site are now able to track orders from the moment they purchase it to when it arrives, as well as see a combined price that breaks up the cost of the item, shipping, handling, taxes, and other fees. And finally, Twitter users' behavior on the platform is now being recorded by the company for the sake of being able to identify user interests. The update to the site's privacy policy means that whilst user history was previously stored for 10 days, it'll now be held for 30 days. This data will then be used to put together a list of potential interests, which will then dictate which ads or content users see on their feeds. However, users will be able to see this list and tick or untick any subjects to indicate which they actually care about and what they don't. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.